Are you going to sit down when you come home from work in the afternoon and watch 4 hours of wild, wicked television? Are you going to come home in the afternoon and sit down and read the Word of God? Most people, even Christians, will not spend time with God. They still are going to watch that television or listen to the radio. You know, I used to, when I was a young man, I mean, I knew some of them old country and western songs. You know, that Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. Man, I could sing that with the best of them. You know. What good did that do for me? Nothing. And when I realized I needed to turn off the world and turn on Jesus, that's when I turned that off. So that's like when Cheryl and I got married here nearly 7 years ago. When we got married, she had somebody give her a CD or something for Christmas, and we were going down to East Texas to preach. And as we're on the way, she put this CD on, and she was listening to the songs, and she's singing them with them. She knows them all. But she's been a singer all of her life. She said, "What do you think about that song?" I said, "Well, I guess it's okay." She said, "But that was number one on so-and-so. And so-and-so sang that." I said, "Well, I never heard of him." "What? You never heard of him?" I said, "No. I don't know who he is. I don't know that song. And after you take it out of there, I won't ever hear it again." I said, "Right now while you're listening to it, I ain't listening to it. I'm thinking about Jesus." You see, now, if you're led by the Spirit, you don't think about the things of the world. How easy is it to be led by the flesh? Easy. Well, let's see what happens when you're led by the flesh. Let's look right here. Let's see why it's so important. He says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." Because if you walk in the Spirit, I can guarantee you, you will have very little sickness and disease in your life. And in fact, if you really walk in, if you can walk in 100%, you'll have no sickness. None. Let me ask this question. How many of you would like to go through a normal life of 80 or 90 or 100 years from where you are right now and never have another sick day? How many of you would like to do that? That's every one of us. I want to walk there too. I'm telling you, I've walked there long enough to know that it's available. And you don't have to be sick. So, but he says there, well, the flesh lusting against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. Let's see what verse 18 and 19 says. "But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law." Now, if I'm led by the Spirit of the living God, the law has no effect on me. None. You know, a lot of people quote that and think, well, see, we're not under law. We're under grace. But it's only if you're led by the Spirit. So a Southern Baptist deacon, he gets involved with some woman that he ain't supposed to be involved with. He sees some pretty girl in church and he's lost his wife. She got killed in a car wreck. And all of a sudden, her husband got killed in a car wreck. And now the two of them, they don't have nobody. And so they start dating. And first thing you know, she's a Sunday school teacher and he's a Baptist deacon. But first thing you know, they move in with each other. Did you know that just happened to be a sin? You know what the consequence of sex outside of wedlock was under the law? Death. By stoning. That's not exactly the way I want to die. Death by stoning. So if the law, if you were under the law, you would be killed if you sinned. By stoning. Now then, under the New Testament, you were not under law until you sinned. When you sinned, you transgressed the law of God and you fell from grace and you fell back under the law. Now then, the law said you're supposed to die by stoning. But since the coming of Jesus, God doesn't use stoning anymore. He uses demons. So a man moves in with a woman, and we see this all the time. A man, especially in a church, moves in with a woman or starts thinking about this woman. He don't have to actually move in with her. He can start thinking about her, thinking about going to bed with her, and all of a sudden he comes down with prostate problems. He never had prostate problems. He was married to his other wife all those years. Everything was okay. Now then he's no longer got a wife. She's killed. She died in a car wreck. And he's thinking about other women. He's not going there except in his mind and his heart. And as far as God's concerned, that's sin. And so, since you're thinking about it, He strikes you with prostate cancer. He's getting your attention. You know, I know of men that were normal sexual until they got into lust, and then they come down with prostate problems. And these are men that thought they couldn't be satisfied just with a woman they had. They had to have others. And then when they had prostate cancer, after the doctor says, oh, you know, it's just a minor surgery, you know, no problem. But in your case, it wasn't a minor surgery. When they got through with you, you were cut up and you could never going to have sex again forever. And you might be 40 years old. And you may live to be 80. But you ain't never going to have sex again. Why? Because of your sin. God didn't kill you by stoning you, but he fixed you where you can't have sex no more. It don't pay to do these things, does it? It does not pay. But look, something else that's leaving a little more devastation. First he says, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Well, that's where we all are supposed to be, led by the Spirit. The only way you can walk in the Spirit is if you're in the Word an hour or two every day. If you're in the Word on a regular basis, worshiping the King, praising the King, thanking Him, talking to Him, then you can be led by the Spirit. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now, if you're not led by the Spirit, this is where you're led. You go to adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness, the wickedest kind of things. Well, let's see what happens. Let's go to verse 20. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now wait a minute. It's bad enough if I'm a Christian and I get into sexual immorality with a woman in the church, because it's going to make me sick. It's going to bring prostate cancer on me or something. It's going to bring uterus cancer upon her. In fact, Cheryl and I was up north here a while back, and a young woman with four little children came down, and she said, I need you to pray for me. She said, I came to this healing school to get healed because I have uterus cancer. I said, where is your husband? She said, my husband's in prison. I said, let me ask you another question. How long has he been there? She said, about a year and a half. I said, in the last year and a half, have you had sex with some man besides your husband? Well, she said, yes. She thought there's no problem. Her husband's in jail. You know, so she can have sex with another man. She got four children by her husband, and here she has been having sex with this other man, and now she's come down with uterus cancer. I told her, I said, ma'am, do you want to get rid of that uterus cancer, or you want to die with it? She said, I want to be rid of it. I said, okay. First of all, you have to quit sinning sexually. I said, if you don't quit sinning sexually, I said, no prayer is going to heal you. Now then, why do you think the healing ministry has such a bad reputation in the Church of the Living God? Why do we see so few people healed? Nobody teaches people, you got to stop your sin. You have to stop it. So we go over and pray for this guy or this woman. Now then, I mean, I can think of the number of women. I've seen some of them with uterus cancer or the bad pap smears when they're 18. 18 years old. Got a bad pap smear. I'm going to come down with uterus cancer. You talk about putting the fear into a little 18-year-old girl? Why did this come up on me? I'll tell you, honey, I know exactly what happened. You've been having sex with some boy you ain't married to. Well, what has that got to do with it? I said, everything. I said, you're not supposed to have uterus cancer at no age. And I said, I guarantee you, if you will repent and move out and tell God you're sorry and you will never have sex again unless you marry the guy first, I said, I guarantee when I pray for you, God will forgive you and he will heal you. And how many times have we seen that, honey? Lots of times, right? Now then you go over and pray for the guy, you know, and you tell him, hey, you got to... He comes to you and says, I need prayer. I got prostate cancer. And I said, well, you know, you've been having sex with some woman. I have not. I'm a deacon in the church. I don't have sex with nobody. But my wife. I said, well, okay, then you've been looking at pornography or something. Well, what's that got to do with it? Man, maybe once in a while, a little pornography. What's that got to do with it? I'm not cheating on my wife. When you look at that pornography, you are cheating on your wife. How many, let's just be honest in here, how many of you women would like to come in every afternoon and see your husband sitting there at a computer screen looking at naked women and he don't care about looking at you? Would you like to have a husband like that?
No.
No. No woman wants to have a husband that wants to look at pornography. You know, if you have to, like I tell men, if you got to look at a naked woman and you're married, hey, take her to the bedroom. Close the doors. Tell her to take her clothes off. She's your wife. You have legal right to your wife. And you, as the wife, should feel totally, 100% at complete comfort in the presence of your husband. Naked. There should be no problems. Right? She's yours. Yeah. And if it comes down, I know this family on the front here is a family. This man belongs to you. You know that? His body is yours. And your body belongs to him, the scripture says. That's when we get married, we're one. But so why do men go out and do things they're not supposed to do? Because not only is it going to make you sick, but if you die in any one of those sins we just read there in Galatians 5, where does it say you're going to wind up? Where? If there's only two places to go, one of them's heaven and one of them's hell, that clearly says you ain't going to heaven, right, brother? But I'm washed in the blood. But I'm living in sin. Where am I going? Surely God wouldn't be that hard on me, would he? Is that what he said? In other words, if he said it, it don't matter what a preacher told you, did it? God ain't going to judge you by what that preacher said unless what that preacher said is exactly what he said. He is the one in control. Is that right, ma'am? Guarantee. So if you want to live a long, healthy life, you better straighten your act up and do what God says. If you don't, it's going to make you sick. Now then,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.